This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Catch all the play-by-play with Susan Waldman and Dave Sims, the home of Yankees radio, The Fan, on the Odyssey iHeart and TuneIn apps.
Good morning, good morning. I know the beat, so I was waiting for the beat to, you know. Keith McPherson on The Fan. Money, power, respect. What you need in life, you'll see the light. 888-808-1019. Let's talk to these fans, man. Now I got Giants fans calling and Yankees fans calling. And you know what? A lot of times, they're the same people. Dan is in Long Beach on The Fan. What's up, Dan?
Hey, Keith. Thanks for having me.
You got it. You're in there.
So, first off, I wanted to make a statement about the Yankees. You missed Sunday's game for the most part. I missed tonight's game. But
you didn't miss anything.
Yeah, exactly. Not too mad about that.
It is what it is.
Sunday,
we're in the wild card.
Warren, when he didn't get the call on low, could have been a strikeout. Red Sox went out to bat. I was locked in. Thought we were really going to make the comeback. But the real Aroldis Chapman showed up in the ninth. And unfortunately, we didn't do it. But Better than
the series. They dominated us every other series, so it was good to take the first two.
Absolutely.
Sends a message for the wild card round that, hey, we just beat you in your building. If we have to come back, we can take the first two and end you. If you got to come to us, it's wraps too.
Exactly. Love to hear it. So, positive vibes moving that way. On to the football. I'm a Jets fan. We got worked by a 60-yard field goal week one. Aaron Rodgers in our building. Devastating. We got blown out this week, so I turned on the Giants game. Malik Nabers makes that catch. They score. All about it. Don't like them Cowboys. Another field goal from distance. My goodness. Like, is 60 the new 50 now is my question for you.
For some of these guys. Yeah, for some of these guys.
Like, is it the actual fact you can't line up over the center anymore? I don't know. What do you think?
It is for some of these guys like Chris Boswell, like Brandon Aubrey, but I saw Chase McLaughlin in this game tonight miss a field goal that he should have had, put it on Baker to have to come back and win it. The Browns kicker week one missed an extra point and a field goal that could have had the game for the Browns. They lose by one, so it's few and far between. Matt Prater drilled, I think, a 60-yarder over the weekend against the Jets, so it's not all of these guys. But it's some of these guys in the NFL that are, they have iron legs. They can boot it. Now, let's see. Prater kicked a 52 yards. It's 52 yards is still far as hell.
Yeah. There's a couple of the Lions kickers that have moved on that, like, sorry, fire truck going by.
Yeah, it happens around here.
Yeah. Like, they would never, like, 50, 53 was the max. Now you got guys, you only got to make it to the 45-yard line or what have you, and now you're in range.
I like it. I don't mind it. Thanks for the call, Dan. I know there's a lot of people that feel some type of way about it, like, oh, these kickers, they're not even real football players. You know, these guys go out there and fight and battle, and it comes down to that. Yeah, they're fighting and battling for every yard to get to that. And it's part of the game. There are three facets of the game. Got to have a good kicker. Got to have somebody that can win you games or lose you games. See, we don't talk about it when these guys, you know, doink them off the crossbar or when they miss gimmies. We only talk about it like when your team loses. But, like, think about the other side, right? The Steelers are celebrating because they know they got Chris Boswell. Mike Tomlin's talking about he's a serial killer. His kicker. He's probably the nicest guy. Like, but when it comes to kicking that ball through the uprights, he's got ice in his veins. Same thing with Brandon Aubrey. That was something I was tweeting during the game. I'm like, you're not, I don't care. If you're not punching it in, and the Giants found ways to score. But I'm like, if you just let this guy kick, you're not winning the field goal game against Brandon. He's not going to miss. And inside that spaceship in Arlington, Texas, he's money from 60, 65, 70. When you're looking at the ball go through, you're like, that's got room. He could have hit that from further back. So I am for it. I am not against it. I don't think they need to make the goalposts shorter, you know, not as wide. I like it. I think it's a good part of the game. I think it adds a lot of suspense, but then also it adds this, like, almost like this mulligan or this feeling of, like, you're not out of it. You just got to get to here. And if you got the kicker that can do it, and it's not a guarantee. Just like it's not a guarantee that all of these guys can complete passes. Justin Fields, we'll get to Justin Fields. Like, with the Justin Fields experience, this is what you get. You get a guy who came out in week one, and he silenced all his critics. You get a guy that comes out in week one and he looks like he's prepared and he spent the whole offseason with Tanner Engstrand. And that's another thing. Tanner Engstrand, we were throwing flowers at him week one. Week two, we're like, bro, you got to go for it on fourth and short right there. You got to mix it up. But, hey, how quickly, you know, you see Justin Fields not be able to complete short passes, easy passes, gimmies that you got to have. And then he's running for his life early in that game. Boop. Ball gets knocked out. That's what they signed Bosa for. That swings the game. Later in the game, you know, because he's a runner, they let a guy put a hit on him and he's concussed. Let's see if he clears concussion protocol and can go. The Jets are now looking at Tyrod Taylor going up against Baker Mayfield and the Bucs. And this is the Buccaneers' home opener. Down there in Tampa. I might have to go. I was watching tonight. My wife's fantasy team has Baker Mayfield and Emeka Egbuka, and I made sure that she drafted him. I'm like, this dude's going to be the number one receiver there. And so, you know, my wife used to be a Patriots fan. She was a Tom Brady fan. She fell out of favor with them. Who's really rooting for Drake May and Ramondre Stevenson at this point? So she started following the Bucs a little bit when Brady was down there. And she's like, if I had to pick a team, I think I might be a Bucs fan. I'm like, you know what? You might be on to something, babe. We go down there every year. George M. Steinbrenner Field is right across the street from Raymond James Stadium. So the Bucs have entered the chat. Speaking of the chat, I'm in the YouTube chat. I just hit them with that in the chat. I said, you know, here are my teams, right? And someone's trolling me in the chat. You guys are hilarious in this YouTube chat. Someone made a fake McPherson brand YouTube account. That ain't me. Now I got to go in and block this guy or put him in timeout for me. Kids these days, man, you know, the technology and whatnot. You start doing these fun little things on the internet to expand and they just... You know, they find ways. They take your profile image and they just go on and do what they want to do. But in the chat, I said my top teams as far as like, I'm an NFL free agent and it is freeing. It is a relief to just be rooting for your fantasy team and your parlays to hit. Like I said, I got no joy out of watching the Cowboys win, but my four teams now, and in no particular order, the Buffalo Bills, the Bucks, the Ravens, and the Jaguars. Yeah, those are my four pending teams right now, my top four in no particular order. 888-808-1019. Phil's in Sheepshead Bay on the fan. What's up, Phil?
Hey, Keith. How are you? Good morning.
I'm good, man.
Keith, you know, I watched the game, the Giants performing, and I said to myself, there's a Hudson River. This guy ought to be going up the Hudson River.
Four penalties in one,
I never seen that before. That's a first. And you know, if you count all the long games that they made, they should have beaten Dallas at least a touchdown. So a lot of the stuff was called back. It was ridiculous. And I blame some of the coaching. They got to teach these guys elementary stuff. All these crazy penalties, they're really off the wall.
Mike, talk to them at halftime. Talk to them on the sideline. Dial in.
Yeah,
lock in. Like you have, right. The Giants had that entire game. In the beginning of the game, the defense was on everything Dallas was trying to do.
Mm-hmm, I saw that, yeah.
How can you blow that opportunity? Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's tough. It's fireable. Thanks for the call, Phil. That's why I said it's fireable. I mean, they should have fired Shane Bowen last year, but how are they going to do that? They brought him in after they ran Wink Martindale out. And then, you know, they're not going to fire Daboll and Shane. And I know nobody's really getting fired in week two of the NFL, but I'm saying for the fans, you got to be mad as hell where you want change. You got to be mad as hell. Like how can I take this team serious as an NFL franchise? You have to win that game. Russ, amazing for you to turn back the clock and show everybody you're not washed. You're not cooked. You can do it. That, like, you can recognize the defense. You can put the ball up, drop it in the bucket. He was hoping. Swish, swish for three. Bang. But then in overtime, don't force that throw. What, did you need 500 yards on the day? You know how overtime works? That's why, again, I go back to Brandon Aubrey. You can't do that. You can't give them the ball. It's literally curtains for you. We'll get back to the conversation around the Giants game, and we're going to talk about the Jets too, but the Yankees just lost to the Minnesota Nice Guy Twins. The Yankees have lost back-to-back games. And before we get to Robbie and Lennox, I got to read that Jazz Chisholm quote that came out Saturday night. He said,
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate. Then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and sugar-free. First-round picks like watermelon, wild berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What does possibility mean to you?
That's a hard question.
Something that you can strive for.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
You're confident in yourself and you believe in yourself. Stuff that you could achieve.
I feel excited. Anything is possible when you're more confident.
Shoes are a huge part of that. They are the most important part of my style.
You can, like, express yourself in the right shoes.
Anything is possible.
DSW, countless shoes at brag-worthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
Whether it's a date night, a special event, or just another Tuesday, our over 800 stylists are here to help you look and feel your best. We're about personalized style that fits your life. Made for real-life moments. Maurice's.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Wow!
I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off site-wide, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
He said, we're the best team in the league. Any team that thinks they're better than us, they should know that when we step on the field, we're coming with relentlessness. We're coming to step on necks. We're not here to play around. Well, what happened the last two nights, Jazz? Robbie's in Lennox, back on the Fan.
That's a great question, Keith. What the hell happened tonight? You know what? I didn't even watch the game. When I put the ticker on, they were down 2-0. I'm like, okay, you know what? Dodgers are going to pitch well. Then I'm watching the fifth inning. I'm like looking at the ticker. I'm going, I don't even want to watch that. And then I look at the score, 7-0. Like, after last night with Crochet, they struck out 27 times in two games against a guy I never heard of in my life. Keith, honestly, the bullpen is the problem. Could you ask me some Weaver? Why? I guess you pitched them in tonight to keep it close, I guess. But, I mean, do you have any faith in this bullpen? I mean, normally I have faith in Weaver. I have faith in Bednar. Even Cruz is pretty good. So those three guys, but it seems like all year long, it's so inconsistent with the way Boone manages the pen that these guys don't really know their roles. Now, look, it's not all his fault because obviously we went on and got Williams to be the closer, and now he's not the closer. So to me, the important thing is Devin Williams. Which Devin Williams are you going to get? You're probably going to get a good Weaver, but do you trust anybody in this bullpen? And the other thing I wanted to talk to you about tonight is I talked to Lori last night about the Giants. I couldn't wait to talk to you about the Giants. I mean, let me tell you something, Keith, okay? I've been watching the Giants since 1972. I saw a lot of bad football, saw a lot of good football, all right? This team doesn't know how to win, first of all. And this coach, between the three of them, between Kafka and Dable and the worst of the three of them, Shane Bowen. I mean, if these three guys were gone and you had a competent coaching staff, the Giants win it yesterday. No doubt in my mind. First of all, what are you taking points off the board by going for it on fourth down and three in the third quarter?
Feeling feeling good about themselves. Right? Feeling like, hey, we're scoring today. We can move the ball today. We can do whatever we want to do out here today.
It's really easy for, you know, no offense against Russell Wilson. He had a wonderful game. He's great. He's long distance thrower. I mean, that's great. But what about one out of five in the red zone? You know what Mike Kafka reminds me of? He's like, Dave Dable's like a bald version of Jason Garrett, okay? It's like, how stupid can we actually be, right? We have to fool everybody on the goal line. Why can't we just run the ball? This team doesn't run the ball. So here's the deal. You basically have worn out your defense by putting them on the field so much yesterday because you're trying to throw the ball every time, including overtime, which was ridiculous. But, I mean, the prevent defense went on, Keith, in the last 25 seconds.
Yeah.
From Bowen with some of the stupidest.
They did exactly what the Cowboys wanted them to do. Thanks for the call, Robbie. 888-808-1019. Let's hear from Yankees reliever, former closer, Dream Weaver. Let's hear what Luke had to say after last night's performance.
Yeah, that was trash. You know, obviously I'll recap it. Off the rip, though, just the body just wasn't on time. It just wasn't aligned with what I was trying to execute and do. I felt like I was fighting myself the whole time. Mentally just trying to overcome it, have a good mindset, and just, you know, stay within myself. And those two things just weren't coming together. I feel like I just didn't try to do too much and just got on the wrong side of the results.
Yeah, I don't know, buddy. This is the soft spot of the schedule. This is the trap spot in the schedule. You can't get your mind right to retire these hitters. You can't get your mind right to get the job done in Minnesota. Like, I don't know. I would look at this part of the schedule as like, let's continue to, you know, get the best out of the bullpen, establish some confidence in these guys, right the ship, you know, get them in their right roles against these teams that aren't going anywhere. And you're just reminded, these guys are millionaires too. These guys have nice cars too. Even though they've lost 10 out of the last 13 games they played in this month, they can show up on a night like tonight and blank the Yankees 7-0. Now, with this bullpen and the circle of trust, you know what? I was literally saying at Banana Ball, shout out to Andrew Levy, as we were watching the Yankees win Saturday in the sweep, and I was loving what the bullpen did, because I'm like, yo, back-to-back days here, or night and day, you know, the Yankees win that first one 4-1, and they go Cruz, Williams, Bednar. The next day, they win, they go Weaver, Williams, Cruz, Bednar. They use the same guys plus Weaver, and it was effective. It worked. And so those are the guys that you really believe in. Those are the guys that you have some confidence in. They have to get Weaver right. Now, I know I said last week, I read an article, I think, on FanSided or something about they're not going to bring Luke Weaver back. This is it for Luke Weaver as a Yankee, most likely. One, he's going to command more money than they're probably going to give him. Two, it's clear that Cashman made moves with this bullpen to have control of guys where, like, you know, they'll be able to move on from him. And three, he's not had a good year. He has not looked like the ferocious jungle cat that he was being called last year. You know, after tonight's game, when you go and look at Luke Weaver, and look at his splits and look at his numbers, and it's not good at all, man. It's worrisome. In the last 15 games, 14 and a third innings pitched, 19 hits, 12 earned runs. I mean, and that's not really even telling the story. You guys have seen it as you've watched him. He has not been the same. His fastball is flat. It's batting practice. When he doesn't have command, you know, the walking guys is the main thing with anybody coming out of the bullpen. Walking guys is the main thing. And I feel bad for Rodon. Rodon has had the ability to overcome. I've got respect for him. I was tweeting out, Carlos Rodon, we appreciate you, bro. Because even with the solo shot, he just looks at it, stares at it, but he does it, and he does what he has to do. Even with, like I said, in that third inning, Caballero not knowing if he's going to have an unassisted double play. He takes four steps, flips it to Jazz. Jazz is late now, trying to fire the throw. Throw goes under the glove. Like, I don't know, man. Weaver's got to be better. They got to get him right. These guys got to tighten up. You can excuse them if you want. I'm not excusing them for the sleep thing anymore. I just think it's the Minnesota Twins. Even if you lost the game, you should have had a better effort than that. 14 strikeouts. Stanton goes 0-for-4 with 4 Ks. Golden Sombrero. These guys can't do anything. I mean, Judgey worked 3 walks. And that's another thing. If anybody from MLB Network is listening, stop with the Cal Raleigh nonsense at this point. It's over. Judge just won Player of the Week. Stop with the rhetoric and the whole campaign around Cal Raleigh. Mickey Mantle, he just tied Mickey Mantle for the most home runs by a switch hitter, and he's a catcher. Stop it. I swear I've been hearing it from MLB Network. I don't want to name names, but any of the good folks over there at MLB Network, I know y'all listening. Enough already. I know that they hate on MLB Network and say there's East Coast bias. It ain't East Coast bias. Judge is the MVP, Player of the Week. In 6 games, 9 runs, 5 home runs, 5 runs batted in. 4 walks, 1 intentional walk, a .450 average. He went 9-for-20, .560 on base percentage with a .1200 slug. All rise. The captain met the POTUS, shook his hand. He got that Trump bump, and he said, I'm back, baby. He's going to get his next MVP. And here's where I'm really holding out hope. Shout out to my guy Sam from Fireside Yankees. He had a little bit of a rant on a video that went out today, and I was like, this is what I've been saying, bro. You know, with the way Judge has been playing, his take on Judge was basically, and I'll read it, he said, this October could be legacy cementing for Aaron Judge. If Aaron Judge is the best player in the postseason, that team doesn't lose. I mean, they walked Judge 3 times today. They got shut out 7-0. But, I mean, how much did I talk about last year how Judge was mocked? He was memed. They made a gif of him dropping that pop-up in center field. They talked about how he's, you know, he shrinks in the postseason. He's, I don't even know what his average is in the postseason. You know, he's a low leverage judge. You know, yeah, he won another MVP. When he won that MVP, I remember being in here, he said Juan Soto's name like three times, like he was lobbying for Juan Soto to come back. And instead of listening to Judge and Stanton, who told Soto, stick with us, what did Juan Soto do? Juan Soto left. He didn't answer a text. And then he told the world that he felt like he had a better chance to win across town. And Judge disagreed with that, right? So Judge had to take that on top of losing the World Series, on top of being mocked. And then he got his dad's strength. His daughter was born after the team retooled and added Max Fried and Cody Bellinger and Paul Goldschmidt and Devin Williams. And you knew that this year we would see Trent Grisham or the Martian, and we got to see what Ben Rice would become. And then even the emergence of young guys like Cam Schlittler, like this team, Jazz Chisholm with his best year, this team around Judge. They have the starting pitching. The bullpen, I think, they have this last 2 weeks to work itself out and figure out their lanes and roles. But this team has the lineup where if you walk Judge, they can make you pay, whether it's Belly or Stanton or Jazz coming up. They have the guys where if Judge is just Judge, if he's just average Judge, regular season Judge in the postseason, that is what could propel them through a wild card, a DS, a CS, and back to the World Series. I know it sounds far-fetched. Hope Week continues. But why not? Why can't this be the year that Judge has his best postseason? They're going to have to pitch to him at some point. And if they don't, we finally have multiple guys coming up. The next three guys coming up in the lineup. Like, they're going to make you pay. Something to think about. 888-808-1019. Carlos is in Clifton, New Jersey, back on the Fan. What's up, Los?
Hey, what's up, Chris? Keith, I'm sorry. Hey, I got two quick points. First, on the Giants, I don't want to hear anybody mention anything about the offense. We put up 37 points. That should have been enough for us to win. I mean, everybody was getting the ball. Theo Johnson.
The penalties and a decision to go for it and not take the points. People can... No. There was a pick. There was a pick in overtime. They lose together, but go on. No, you're right. 37 points got to win you a damn game in the NFL. 37 points for a Giants team that kicks field goals?
Right. I'm over here in the house and I'm going crazy. But hear me out. We got these thoroughbreds on defense. I think the defensive coordinator got it done. They need to get somebody better. I mean, especially that last drive. All right, you know that they have Dallas has the kicker. The guy can kick over 60 yards easy in his sleep. We got to go all or nothing.
Yeah, I'm going for the sack. I'm going for the loss of yardage. Right. I'm going to try and take yards away,
right.
Push you back.
How are we in prevent defense? Like I don't understand. Like, and then on the Yankee point, I mean, I felt I after the Giants game, I said, you know what, tomorrow. Oh, I'm sorry. And then after that, I said, you know what? The Giants lost. I got my Yankees. They went through the gauntlet. Then after this loss tonight, it felt like it was for naught. Like, we're back to square one. We're back to those Yankees from before. Like,
Thanks for the call, Carlos. Yeah, it's tricky, right? That's why I didn't call it a gauntlet. I wasn't hyping it up. I wasn't gassing it like, if they survive this gauntlet, if they come out clean. Like, I didn't... If you go to my Twitter, if you follow me online, right, there was a tweet from Max Goodman where he asked what the Yankees' record would be. I nailed it. Max Goodman said, what record do you think the Yankees will have over these next 12 games against the Astros, Blue Jays, Tigers, and Red Sox? I said they need 8 wins because I was thinking about winning all 4 series. I said they need 8 wins, so they'll probably get 7. They'll come up just... one short, a day late and a dollar short, right? And that's why I said the Yankees' final exam, they passed the exam. But I was looking for a grade of 8 out of 12, not 7 out of 12. But I'll take it. I'll take it because of the message that it sent. okay, now we are beating good teams late in the year. We have evolved some. Volpe is not the starting shortstop. He probably will be today when the lineup comes out. Max Fried is back. Just like, think about that alone with this team evolving. There was like 10 starts for Max Fried where I was like, yo, if this is the version of Max Fried we're getting, pack it up. Max Fried is back. Devin Williams is not the closer. David Bednar is the closer. You know, there is no DJ LeMahieu. Jazz is playing the right position. In the outfield, Judge is half back. Better than not being back, you know. Stanton and Judge are in the lineup consistently together, not one or the other. Dominguez barely sees the field. Like, this team has evolved some with their approach as well. Last week I was calling out Buck Martinez, who I bet Buck, you know, tonight and the rest of this week as the Toronto Blue Jays push towards the division. I heard him on with Evan and Tiki talk about it. I like where we're at because he knows, everybody knows, like, the Blue Jays would have to completely collapse. They would have to lose like six games in a row where I don't see that. They have Tampa, Boston, I think Tampa again to lose this division. They're in a great spot as far as the standings go to be the AL East champions, and they dominated the Yankees. But Buck Martinez came out of his mouth to say that the Yankees aren't a good team, and if they don't hit home runs, they don't win. And I saw a different looking Yankees team from that point on, right? That was after they imploded the second game against Detroit. I was there. Buck Martinez said what he had to say. The next day, the Yankees come out and they score without just home runs. And they did the same thing against Boston in two games. They went 3 days not just relying on the homer. I felt like it was bulletin board material and they were basically answering Buck Martinez. But I don't know. They could only score with the home run last night. And then two nights ago, and then they were shut out tonight, probably swinging for the fences in Target Field. And the Jekyll and Hyde of this team is like, when the two games that they won in Boston, the bullpen was solid, starting pitching was solid, bullpen was solid, and they manufactured runs, right? They didn't beat them with double-digit runs. They beat them with 4 runs and 5 runs. And they put the ball into play. They ran on them. They put pressure on the defense, made them make mistakes. Like, that's how they have to play. That has to be their identity. Of course, they're going to hit some home runs. Judge, Jazz. But, man, put the ball into play. Get guys on. Take your walks. Steal your bases. And have that come out of your tool bag as well. 888-808-1019. We're talking about the Giants. We're talking about the Yankees. When I come back, I'll say a little bit more about the Jets. But it's like with the Jets, man, once Fields went out and they were down so quickly, and Josh Allen is a beast, and so is James Cook. And like, I'm not making excuses for the Jets. There's no excuse to make. Like, to me, like I said, the Jets, as I'm watching that Jets game, I'm like, I'm getting deja vu. I'm getting flashbacks. It doesn't matter if it's Aaron Glenn. It doesn't matter if Justin Fields is a quarterback. I've seen this Jets game. I've seen them play like this so many different times. It was too familiar. 888-808-1019. We'll keep the conversation going. Call up and be a part of it. Keith McPherson on the Fan. We'll be right back.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and sugar-free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab 3 of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Whether it's a date night, a special event, or just another Tuesday, our over 800 stylists are here to help you look and feel your best. We're about personalized style that fits your life. Made for real life moments. Maurice's.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule. And there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off site-wide, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Get the scuttlebutt on your favorite team, The Fan, on the Odyssey iHeart and TuneIn apps.
And we're back. You know the number to dial. KM to AM, Keith McPherson on The Fan till 2. Streaming on YouTube. Shout out to YouTube chat. The YouTube chat is just like Mets fans versus Yankees fans nonstop. There's obviously not as many people in the chat at night versus during the day. Like, I pop in usually when BT and Sal are on, there's like 10 times as many people. Like, right now we have 77. I think during the day there's like 770. But appreciate y'all. I call the nighttime the night watch, because they're up at night watching. And some people stay in the chat. Like, I'll leave, I'll go home and be listening to Big Mac Show, and some of the same people will still be in the chat. So we appreciate you taking in the show that way. I said I was going to talk a little bit more about the Jets, and of course we're talking about the Giants and the Yankees. We'll get back to that, but I'll say this about the Jets. Like, every year we do this. We take week one, and we take that one game sample size, and we apply it to week two, and it's the wrong way to think about things. I think I told you, I was like, there's a team that's going to be a lock to win in, you know, week two, that won in week one, and they're going to lose, and it's going to be like, oh, wait, I thought that, and it's a different week. It's the NFL. It's a different week, like, different matchups. You know, teams are different. Like, I don't know. I don't know how to explain it besides the Jets, who took a moral victory the first week, and it's clear they took the moral victory. Like, how did we come out saying that Aaron Glenn had these guys ready to play week one to week two, saying Aaron Glenn didn't have these guys ready to play? Like, why? Why were they ready to go against Aaron Rodgers and the Steelers week one, but not ready to go against their division rival and the reigning MVP in week two? Justin Fields, masterful. His command of the offense, making throws, checking plays, being able to put up 32 points. Week two, a mess. Can't hit the simple throws. Can't hold on to the football. Gets knocked out of the game. Not a good look. The defense. There's some guys on this Jets defense that are going to start getting fingers pointed at them. Michael Clemens is the main one right now. And that's because in week one, Xavier Gibson from Stephen F. Austin, an undrafted return specialist. That's it. That's all he is. He's expendable. So for all of the preachy things that Aaron Glenn had to say, he was the perfect sacrificial lamb for, if you put the ball on the ground or you cost this team, you won't be playing for this team. You can cut him, yeah. And you can get another random return specialist in here that just catches kicks and punts, and he won't be missed. But maybe he was missed in that locker room. I did hear Justin Fields say, Zay was my guy, and maybe he had some relationship. Maybe it did hurt the locker room. And are you going to do it again this week? No, you can't get into the habit of chopping players week by week. That can't be the punishment. That can't be the culture. But Michael Clemens is a guy. Remember Michael Clemens showing up with like the, what did he have, like a baseball bat and like some weird shoulder pads? Were they like spiked shoulder pads? And do you remember last year, this guy showed up to Buffalo, and he got into some beef. I think he had beef with Deion Dawkins or the Buffalo Bills, where he was like trying to fight them in the tunnel. So, like, you got to know some of that. This guy gets back on the field against the Buffalo Bills. He's thinking about some get back. He can't contain himself. I do remember hearing Aaron Glenn talk about, you know, Michael Clemens is the build. He has the build you want for a football player. Like, he's got a football player physique. And, yeah, you can have the body, but you got to have the mind. This guy does not have the mind out there. How many times have you seen him commit stupid penalties or do things like that that cost the team? 888-808-1019. Brandon Stevens is another one that I'm looking at, and I'm just like, this guy got signed, and Ravens fans celebrated his departure. And early on this season, I'm like, he's a liability. But also, they signed Sauce Gardner to a big deal, and Sauce Gardner was a liability in week two. So I don't know what to tell the Jets fans. The moral victory felt like a step forward, but it was fake. It was nothing. You lost the game, and they couldn't duplicate it in week two. We actually were thinking that they could contend with the Buffalo Bills. Here, other places I heard a lot of people talking about, oh, that spread, that 6.5 spread, that's a lot for the Buffalo Bills. No, it's not. People talked about the Buffalo Bills having some type of hangover from Sunday Night Football, right? Coming back from down 40-25 against the Ravens. You don't have a hangover from that. That carries you into the next week. You came back and beat a playoff team with their own MVP. You can go and beat the Jets with Justin Fields. And they very much did so. The game was over. I mean, Mitchell Trubisky comes in the game after Clemens hits Josh Allen in the nose, messes up his nose. Mitchell Trubisky comes in, throws a dime. I'm like, oh, man, it's too easy. And Sauce was in coverage on that. So, yeah, that's a tough one, man. They get a garbage time touchdown. Congratulations to local legend and his pops, Jeremy Ruckert. But I know it sent Jets fans spiraling because now you're 0-2. Same thing with the Giants. And if you look at who's coming up, both teams have to play two playoff teams with established quarterbacks, coaches, and cohesive units. One, the Giants have to face the Chiefs on Sunday Night Football for the world to see, and they haven't won a game since the AFC Championship. They've lost to the Eagles twice since the Super Bowl. They lost in Brazil to the Chargers. You think they're not trying to come to Jersey and get right against the Giants? Of course they are. And then the Jets got to go down there to Raymond James Stadium to play against the Buccaneers. Baker Mayfield is going to find a way. Better strap your helmets up, be ready to make some tackles. Better strap your helmets up, be ready to cover some guys. And talking about strapping a helmet up, is Justin Fields going to clear concussion protocol? Or are they going to go with Tyrod Taylor? 888-808-1019. Back to the Yankee fans. Gary and Waterbury back on the Fan. What's up, G-Makes?
I smash teeth, F your beef, no relief, I step on stage.
The girls scream like I'm Keith.
You know they do. And it's definitely an embarrassing loss. The Yanks, they cannot take a 7-0 smackdown.
Oh, they did,
your number two.
They did.
Oh, and yeah. Well, your number
back
two
to their
starter
hotels
on the
to
mound.
Rest up. They were tired because Sunday night baseball, it's not fair. Major League Baseball schedules these games and travel, and they didn't get enough rest.
But Rodon still got to come through in that. In
he
that
did.
Spot. He still got to come through.
He did.
Yeah.
They let him down. Caballero and Jazz have to turn that double play. And like, the solo shot, I don't care about a solo shot. Two runs, like I said, it was eerily similar to last week against the Tigers. Your starter gives up two runs, that shouldn't kill you. Where's the offense at?
Yeah, but they're not consistent enough this year.
Correct.
Consistent enough this year.
This is the roller coaster. They are changing and evolving, and this isn't their final form yet, but I hope they get to a final form where we can trust the bullpen and this lineup can produce. And we know in October they're going to have rest. They're not going to travel unless there's a rain delay or unless there's a rain out like we saw in 2022 where they had to go right to Houston and play after beating the Guardians.
Judge has to be at first base next year.
No.
Judge has to go to first.
No, I've said that.
You know, I said that so many times.
Okay, Ben Rice
you
is
know,
gonna be
you know
Ben Rice
not,
is gonna be strictly a catcher.
I said that.
Ben Rice is gonna catch only? Or spell Judge? Well, like, I think they gotta work on Ben Rice and at first base all offseason.
No, Judge has to go to first. He's already going to get too injured.
I hope his arm is okay after a whole offseason of resting to come back and throw. His legs are fine. We signed Judge for 9 years, $40 million a year. Also a bargain, as I mentioned, Juan Soto and him leaving. When he left, you certainly saw the value in that Judge contract. I'm not turning Judge into a first baseman just yet. He's 33. He'll be 34 next year.
Whatever. They probably should. Yo. And as soon as Neighbors scored that touchdown, don't think I didn't bet on Dallas. I took Dallas live. I knew they were going to win.
Yeah, you knew. Too much time on the clock.
I knew they were going to win.
I didn't. Thanks for the call, Gary. I immediately tweeted out, and people thought it was some type of jinx. People really think I'm a Dallas fan. I'm not. I'm off that completely. But I tweeted out a Jerry Jones clown gif because my immediate thought was, no good will come your way, Jerry Jones. You needed Micah Parsons today. I said, no good will come your way, Jerry Jones, 0-2. And I got 16 replies, and I didn't read them all, but a couple of them were like, this tweet didn't age well. I'm like, oh, here comes the age tweet police. Let's go to Clifton again. Jimmy's on the fan. What's up, Jimmy? You got us?
Good. How are you?
Good, good.
Very nice, the Giants. They did good, and they played well. But then today they lost. We need wins. We're not going to get anywhere with losses.
Yeah, so it's like you said they played well, they played good.
They did play well, but we got to make the wins.
Yeah, you got to close that out. So that's a terrible loss. I think you can handle a Commanders loss where you're just like, these guys can't get anything going versus a loss that you lose in overtime, you lose in the last seconds, and you had it. When your offense produced, you scored touchdown. Like, that's a game that they got to win. I'm firing somebody after that.
Yeah, for sure. You can't. Got to be clutch.
Yeah, they got to know how to win. But you know what? They've done so much losing, they don't know how to close out games. They don't know what defense to call. They don't know what plays to call to end the game. They haven't won enough.
We need to make the playoffs this year. We need wins.
The playoffs? Jimmy, got to let you go. Week two, after a game that should have been your first win against the Dallas Cowboys, who, again, let's go week one to week two. Week one, wow, look at the Dallas Cowboys. Javonte Williams, 2 touchdowns. Oh, the Cowboys would have won that game if CeeDee Lamb catches one of those 4 drops. Dak Prescott, amazing. Again, Dak is one of the best quarterbacks in the NFL. If you watch some of the throws that he makes, and that's why I was giving the Giants credit in the beginning of the game. The first quarter was 170 yards to 9. How do you lose that game? You go out of your way to lose that game. I don't know. How do you lose the game when the Cowboys had 10 points? You let the Cowboys put up 30 in the second half? Nah, bro. Like somebody's got to get chipped off that. Somebody's got to get knocked out of the locker room. That's somebody's fault, man. I would be mad as hell if I'm on the Giants. There's some players that are looking at some other players on, like James Hudson. As I say, he should have got beat. They should have jumped him on the sideline. Like, you're out. Marcus Bowe is in. You're costing us, bro. You're costing us. You're not playing right. Also, the run game, though. I thought that was going to be a recipe, right? When I look at time of possession, the Cowboys had the ball for 5 more minutes than the Giants. But I thought the recipe was going to be defense. And then once you do get a lead, once you are up running the ball, getting first downs, killing the clock some. But they kept going in the air, kept going in the air. And now there's a shift in that running back room. I told y'all Cam Scataboo was here. I told y'all I was here at WFAN watching him versus Texas. And I'm like, whoever drafts this kid, like, he's like that, bro. He's a bowling ball. He wants smoke with whoever's trying to tackle him. One guy is not tackling him. And I love the Jackson Dart package because the Jackson Dart package, it wasn't for Jackson Dart. He was a decoy for Cam Scataboo. So they had some things going. They had some things going. And to lose that game and not close that out and not bring that home, it's unforgivable. It's unforgivable. It's one that is going to stick with you as, you know, Jimmy's talking about playoffs. This team's not making the playoffs. But it's going to stick with you when this part of, like, when the tougher part of the season gets here. Because, like, this team, they're not beating the Chiefs. Patrick Mahomes is not going to take an L to the Giants. It's just not going to happen. They're not about to go. They've never been 0-2. Like, they're not about to go 0-3. Like, I think Patrick Mahomes on Sunday Night Football will die out there before he takes an L to the Giants. And then you got to face the Chargers, who right now, the Chargers are up 20-9 with 2 minutes and 42 seconds left on Monday Night Football against the Raiders. And, like, not for nothing, year two of Harbaugh, it's starting to really take. Like, I was talking about Quentin Johnson, he's a different guy. Justin Herbert, this offensive line, Keenan Allen back with them, Ladd McConkey. I don't think they're beating the Chargers. Maybe you can play the game of, like, West Coast coming all the way to the East Coast, a 1 o'clock game. But I just think the Chargers have a hell of an offensive line, and they got a solid defense too. I don't see them beating the Chargers. The one win that I see the Giants potentially getting here in the next few weeks is the Saints, and then the schedule gets really hard going Eagles. 4 days after you play the Saints, after you get your first win, you got to host the Eagles. And I don't know. We can't guarantee it's the NFL. Any given Sunday, I can't guarantee you go down there to New Orleans and beat the Saints either. But that schedule gets really tough. At least we don't have to do the start dart stuff anymore. You know what I'm saying? Like, Russ came out and he balled. Like I said, he was hooping. He was dropping the ball in the bucket. He was moving the ball. He was finding open receivers. He was doing what he was supposed to do this week. He looked completely different than he looked against the Commanders. So I think that quiets the Dart folks, because I don't think Dart is going in there doing any better than that man did. I don't think he's doing better than him, period. Not any better. I don't think he could have a better performance than Russ just had. I still think they should give you the different look, running the zone read, running the read option with Jackson Dart. And they got to run the ball more. I don't know if there's something up with Tyrone Tracy. I saw Brian Daboll was asked a question about, like, you know, did Tracy have limited touches because he questioned the play calling, or he said something prior about the play call? I don't think it was that, man. But, like, with Singletary, Tracy, Scataboo, got to figure out how to run the ball better and not with Russell Wilson running the ball. Running the ball can be a weapon for you. If you go back to 2022, how did they win those games to go on and get to the actual playoffs, Jimmy? They had a defense that could keep it close. And then late in the game, they would just give it to Saquon, run the clock out, get us a first down, get us a touchdown. You know, we keep the ball, and the clock works against the other team. Bob is out in L.A. on the Fan in New York. Before we get to the break, Bob, you're on.
Hey, Keith. You know, I want to talk about how poorly run the Giants have been for the last, I don't know, 10, 12 years. But before I do, I want to make a quick point about the automated strikes and balls that hopefully are going to come in the next year or two.
Yeah, it has to. I would like it to be next month in October, because they're going to need it in the postseason. Yeah. Go on.
Do you ever watch tennis by chance?
No, TV? But I know they have the, what is it, like Hawkeye or Hawk Vision or something like that?
This is the first year we're in Wimbledon and U.S. Open. There are no line judges. It's just the
technology.
And what's cool about it, A, they get it right. I mean, forget about it. I mean, you're talking microns. But more than that, it's like it takes all the pressure off. The players don't argue. And then they even have like a cool graphic where they show you the ball. Like, it could actually enhance the experience of viewing it at home in addition to getting it right. So I hope they do it. I don't know why they wouldn't do it. But it's for TV, it actually enhances the experience, I find.
Yeah, I think it will enhance Major League Baseball, too. I saw it in spring training. I saw it a couple years ago at the All-Star game, and it adds suspense. People are waiting to see what happens there, and you can't use too many of the challenges. Whatever. They got to bring it sooner rather than later because these umpires are all over the place every night.
We might need one more playoffs with everyone being completely aghast by blown. I mean, you know, it might take one more.
Oh, it's coming up.
You know, postseason.
Yep. This is going to be the postseason that someone loses a game that decides a series, and it's going to be with a blown call behind the plate. And that'll be the one that is marked as the one that changed it to, like, okay, next year, automatic balls and strike system is available across the league.
Hope it's against the Mets.
The Mets got to make it to the postseason.
But I do feel like you're a Mets fan. It's like the final insult. They're the last guys to actually get a, you know, the 70-year-old man with bad eyes ending their season. But you know, I want to talk about the Giants. I feel like there's some things. First off, I realize being on hold, the Giants are so lucky they're in town with the Jets, because the truth is they've made so many bad decisions, from bad hires to bad fires to bad. I mean, letting Saquon go, whatever you want to say, they weren't there. You keep Wink Martindale on that defense. You have Daniel Jones, who's, you know, Pro Bowler right now with decent coaching.
2-0. They're going to win that division, and he's going to go to the playoffs with the Colts. I don't care. I'm saying it now.
It's true. So the Giants have made three or four massive bad decisions. And we're in the wilderness, as Mike Francesa said, when Eli would be done. And we didn't have to be, is the problem. Saquon, Wink Martindale defense, Daniel Jones, and a good coach, and, you know, a decent GM. You know, the Giants did this to themselves, and it's a bummer. When were the Yankees kind of trash? Was it the early, like, mid-'80s, mid-'70s? Wasn't there a moment where they really sort of were not the Yankees that I grew up with?
Yeah, late 80s, early 90s.
You know, and what turned, I mean, I guess, again, talent, manager, good decisions. Yeah, there you go. So I just feel like the Giants are in a downward spiral, and I don't know what's going to get us out of it, because, you know, we're never going to be bad enough to pick first, and these quarterbacks don't grow on trees.
Thanks for the call, Bob. I'll lean more into that as far as, like, being in the wilderness, how you got there, decisions that were made with the Giants, and even, you know, with the Yankees, is the Yankees have another winning season under their belt. You know, they've got like 33 seasons in a row having a winning record, which, like, to us as Yankee fans, we don't accept, but it is remarkable in modern day sports. 888-808-1019. I've got 1 hour left. Call up. We'll be right back.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
shows.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off site-wide. Rules and restrictions apply.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
When New Yorkers buy a place with StreetEasy, they have the local expertise they need to stay in the city. When they buy outside the city, they have regrets.
The only way to fix this place would be to move it back to Brooklyn.
When it's time to buy, let StreetEasy connect you with the agent you need to never leave. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow, Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.